With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're talking to our buddy Paul Dottino about the football Giants, who had another victory last night. Bears did not play their main guys. They started out with the second team, so it's a little hard to evaluate. But basically, Paul, I mean, the thing I came out most impressed with was the Giants' running game. They really ran the football very, very well.
Over 160 yards, Richard, as a team on 30-something carries. And, you know, they only ran it for 40 yards in total against the Jets in preseason game number one. And Coach Shermer had indicated in our production meeting earlier in the day yesterday that he needed to see this team run the ball. So they gave this offensive line basically a challenge. Do what you need to do. Barkley's not going to play. Gallman's got a sore foot. He's not going to play. These backups are going to have to get it done, and they need to sort out that depth chart. Well, as you saw, between Hilleman and Perkins and Smith, they ran the ball up and down the field. But you are right. The Bears did scratch all 22 of their starters, 11 on both sides of the ball. So that has to be taken into account. Nonetheless, a very good night for the Giants.
Yeah, no question about that. And Eli looked sharp, you know, even rolled out once and made a nice play there. So, you know, right now the Giants are in a nice spot, it seems, quarterback-wise, because you still have the veteran guy who can get it done, it seems. Now, it's two preseason games, so, you know, you can't go too crazy with that. And then you've got a backup guy, a young guy, ready to take the reins at some point. Maybe not even this season, but a guy who looks pretty good, like he's going to be something.
Well, both quarterbacks are checking all the boxes. Eli is doing everything that he needs to do to show that he is still a high-quality NFL starter. Daniel Jones is doing everything that he needs to do to justify the Giants taking him very highly at number 6 in the first round. You're right. That's a great position to be in, much like the Brett Favre-Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay some years ago, although obviously Favre came over in the deal from the Falcons. I really look at it as more of that scenario than I do the Kansas City scenario where they had Alex Smith and Pat Mahomes, because that only lasted for 1 year. I do think that, much like the Favre-Rodgers combo lasted for 3 years before Rodgers got his shot, I do think that it's very quite possible that Jones has to sit for 2 years behind Eli. I'm not backing off of that. I think it's a very real possibility. And to see those guys do what they have done throughout the summer during training camp has only been enhanced by what they have done in these first two preseason games.
Well, I think it was pretty clear that John Mara would like to see that be the way it is, you know, that he would like to see Eli Manning play the entire season. And, you know, who knows after that what happens, but the bottom line is, and it puts Daniel Jones in a tough spot, but he, I think, handled it very well. He said, hey, look, you know, I want the team to win, and if I get in, great, I want to play, but, you know, the team comes first.
You know, Richard, there's this rush because general managers and coaches understand that their job security is just really, really very thin in the NFL in these days, especially with the league being such big business and so much money is involved that teams have to win or they take tremendous hits with the fan base. You know, years ago, it was very common for the backup quarterback to sit not only a year, but 2 years, maybe even 3 years. But nowadays, the thinking is, well, I drafted the guy in the first round. Man, he better get in opening day. Or, all right, so if he sits a month, he's got to get in there as a rookie. That's the way of the world nowadays. That doesn't mean it's right. And the Giants are trying to do it the right way, which says, hey, there's a lot for Daniel Jones to gain if he sits behind Eli and absorbs it like a sponge. Old school always is best, and it still works.
I'll play a little devil's advocate there, though. I mean, because if you are going to sit him 2 years, maybe 3 years, wouldn't it make sense to get that big-time pass rusher, Josh Allen, and, you know, look to a quarterback down the road if you're going to sit him that long?
Well, that's why I had originally advocated not taking a quarterback. So, yes, we are rewinding the clock a little bit with my opinion on that, because I had said to you all along, I wouldn't take the quarterback this year. But now that he's taken, okay, how do you proceed? You know, every time you get to a checkpoint, you have to say, all right, what's the next step? Well, now that the quarterback's taken, you say, okay, what's the next step? You don't force him in there just because you took him. That doesn't make any sense. If the Giants are going to do as well as John Mara hopes they do, and that is, they're in playoff contention, seriously, in December, and maybe they sneak in. Well, you got to feel with another year of offseason improvement. Next year, then, if we're going to take this hypothetical down the road, they're a legit playoff team that has high aspirations. Why wouldn't you? Given the facts that if we assume the Giants are good this year, that probably means Eli was real good. Why wouldn't you try to get that teacup tipped over the table with Eli Manning in 2020? It makes perfect sense.
Well, there's a lot of ifs and buts there. We got to see, sure, first of all, how good the team is, how well he plays. There's a lot of stuff, and we're really speculating. I mean, if the team does well, Eli's going to play the entire season, and that is what Giant fans would want to see, even though I think they're itching to see Daniel Jones. Hey, if you're winning with Eli, go with Eli. So there's a lot of speculation involved there. Let's talk about the defense. What did you see that you liked?
Well, they did get three sacks. Obviously, very watered-down talent on the field with the Bears, as you mentioned at the top of the call. But you have to look at Marcus Golden, who, as James Betch, the defensive coordinator who had him in Arizona, said back in 2016 when Golden was third in the NFL with 12 and a half sacks, his game was all about explosion off the edge. Now, last night he had a one-on-one matchup against a backup tight end, and he absolutely abused him coming off the line of scrimmage from the edge of the Giants' defense and exploded, much like the Marcus Golden of old before the ACL surgery really hampered him in 2017. So that's a really good sign, because it showed that he had the physical tools again to get off the line like a cannon. And if the Giants can get that out of Marcus Golden, maybe, just maybe, they've got themselves one proven, feared pass rusher in the front seven. Because unless he does, there's nobody else on this team who has proven that they can get double-digit sacks in this league. So that was a significant play for me, because Golden looked like the Golden of 2016.
Switching over to offense, obviously a couple of concerns, the receiver core. How do you think they acquitted themselves last night? And the offensive line, which we've talked about a little bit, about the way they blocked for the run very, very well and did give the quarterbacks good protection.
Well, you know, they had completed passes to over a dozen targets last night, so none of the receivers necessarily piled up big numbers. But once again, we saw Cody Latimer with deceiving speed and an ability to get down the field and beat somebody on a big play. I think he caught a 40-yarder. We saw, once again, T.J. Jones for the second week in a row catch a touchdown pass. We saw Benny Fowler for the second week in a row catch a touchdown pass. Receiver by committee. And that's the way it's going to be, Richard. There's no super-duper all-universe receivers on this team, but it's just a gritty, gutty wide receivers room that's going to go out there and do what they have to do to move the ball downfield. I don't think anything really cleared itself up last night with those receivers. I just think it's a pack of quality pro receivers. In terms of the offensive line, well, the starting offensive line, as you know, went well into the second quarter to give Eli Manning and Daniel Jones an opportunity to run behind, or not run, but to run and pass behind the Giants' best five. Boy, did they look good. And this is the offensive line that the Giants want to lead them back to playoff conversation. And, you know, I've gotten to know these starting five. They remind me an awful lot of the Bill Parcells Suburbanites. And they do have resumes. Solder has a resume. Remmers has a resume. Zeitler has a resume. Hernandez was on the NFL All-Rookie team last year. John Alapio at center is the only one of the five that does not have a lengthy, proven a resume of accolades. So it's not unreasonable to think that this could be a very solid offensive line.
Well, that would be high praise indeed. The Suburbanites were really great. Okay, Paul, we're out of time, but thank you. We'll talk to you again next weekend.
All right, Richard, good to be with you too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.